Hey, Daddy. I'm home. Just the usual. Hanging out at Nikki's with her and Becca. I'm sorry for making you stay up so late. I should have texted you that I'd probably be getting home around 3 a.m., but... It's okay? You don't wanna, like, punish me or anything? I'm sure you were really worried. You must be angry and want to take it out on me, don't you? No? You trusted me and you're just glad I'm safe. You sure are a pretty lax parent for a single father. Whatever. What were you up to all night, Daddy? Sounds exceptionally boring. What am I doing? Oh, I'm just shedding these clothes. I've worn them all night and they just, they feel like fire on my skin, just itching. My skin just wants to be free and touch the cool night air. Much better. Scoot you over on the bed, Daddy. I want to sit next to you. Yeah, I know my room is down the hall, but I want to be next to you right now. Is there something wrong with a daughter wanting to be next to her daddy? So what if I'm just in my underwear? It's not like I'm doing anything wrong, am I? Have I been drinking? Of course not, Daddy. I'm only 18. I'm not allowed to drink yet, silly. Oh, you want to smell my breath? Well, Father, don't struggle. Just let me straddle you. There. Now, let me lean in close so you get a nice, good whiff of my breath. See? No alcohol. None in that one either. Sorry, Daddy, but I'm completely sober and awake right now. And I think you're a little awake too. Oh my. Is that a little groan, Daddy? When I started rolling my hips on your lap. Let me grind against you. Just let me grind my soft, supple body against you. I thought you liked it when I gave you little kisses on the cheek. Little kisses on the cheek for Daddy. No. I want to know a little secret, Father. Your daughter went over to Nikki's house with Becky. And Nikki found a little board game hidden behind some old boxes in the basement. A harmless little board game with little letters and little numbers and a little arrow-shaped pointer. And oh, how they whispered and they giggled as the little arrow moved between their shivers. Back and forth, and back and forth. Just like how I'm moving back and forth on your lap. Back and forth, and back and forth. Know how they whispered and they giggled as the little arrows spelled their dirty little secrets out back to them. Back. Back and forth, And oh, how sweet Nikki froze in terror when the little arrow told them how she sucked her math teacher's cock for grades like a little slut. How Becky screamed when the little arrow told them how she lets her next door neighbor plow her tight little cunt when his wife is away. And oh, how they ran from the room and left your poor little daughter there, all alone. Well, not alone. Who am I, father? Oh, no one of importance. Just your average spirit of lust and sexuality. The succubus, your kind once called me. Now inhabiting this lovely little body. So, how about it, father? I told you all about me. Now, how about I reach between your legs so I can know a little more about you? Well, hey! Why did you throw me off? You want your daughter back. You have your daughter. Just a sexier, sluttier version. I'd say it's an improvement, don't you think? I gave her a choice, you know, when it was just the two of us in that dark room. Keep her virgin, prudish self and stay jealous of her friends who fuck any and every cock they can get their filthy little hands on. Or give her the confidence to do what she wants, when she wants it. And naturally, she chose me. And oh, what a pleasure it was to penetrate and enter such a sweet, delicately innocent soul. Stop struggling, mortal. You think just because you're bigger than this body means you can overpower me? You have no idea what you're dealing with, father. With a flick of my finger like this, your hands and feet are frozen in place as if chained. And with another, watch as your shirt flies off your chest and your boxers off your hips. With the speed of a frightened prey before a predator. Look at you now. So strong, and yet so helpless. Is this the first time you felt such fear? Does it make you horny? Spread your legs for me. Now let me. Much better to see what I'm working with. Despite your protests, still quite hard. I had nothing to do with that, by the way. That is all on you. Such a big, thick cock. Big balls to match, too. I shall enjoy feeding on you, father. You want to see your daughter's tongue licking the head of your cock? Pink and wet, bubblegum tongue catching every drop of pre-cum leaking from your tip. Wrapping her lips around the head and giving you a nice, good suck. You keep telling me to stop, but your cock is throbbing so hard, and you can't stop yourself from groaning in pleasure. Is it because you feel guilty? I feel guilty that you feel such pleasure in her soft, wet mouth. Stop fighting and enjoy yourself. Isn't this the daughter that you wanted anyway? A daughter willing to take her mother's empty place in your bed. Willing to suck and fuck you at your leisure. Or maybe you'd prefer her friends. She can arrange that. Present them to you on a silver platter. Nikki and Becca, naked, collared and leashed, bowing at your feet. Ready to perform whatever depraved acts you tell them to. No turning away, Father. No averting your eyes. They'll make you. You will watch your daughter impale her throat with your cock. And you will feel her tongue in the back of her throat. The subtle vibrations of her moans as her lips reach the base of your cock. Until you can't help that deep urge to let go and flood into your daughter's eager mouth with your cum. Why, you are resisting, but underneath all that, I can sense your lust, your desire, your greedy, filthy need. All the things you've locked away. All the chains I'm unshackling with every flick of her tongue. Such incredible potency emanating from your cock. So potent it might even be able to So do you want your daughter back, Father? Very well. I will offer you a little deal. A way to get her back. Safe and sound. Tell me, Father. Do you know how a succubi is born? We are spirits of lust and sexuality. And we can only be created when the conditions are right for a powerful and potent concentration of sinful desires. Such as, let's say, a lustful and greedy father spilling his seed into his daughter's needy little cunt. Make no mistake. I am going to fuck you regardless, and you will be helpless to stop me. I came here to feed, after all. But to create a fresh, youthful spirit of sexual sin for me to call my own, something I've desired for quite some time now. You must perform the act with her willingly. Once you have finished, inside her, of course, I will leave her body. You will have your daughter back, and I will have my daughter. A fair trade in my book, wouldn't you say? Oh, you look so pained and defeated, but why, sweet, sweet? Did I not give you a way out of your little predicament? A way to fulfill your desires while also accomplishing your goal? I feel that I'm being rather generous. You have a condition? That she won't remember a thing? Very well. Such a trifling ask, but it is done. You accept the deal. Very well. You were released from your bondage. I trust that you'll behave properly. Father, I didn't expect such enthusiasm from you. How touching that you're kissing her neck and her breast with such desire. Yeah. Lay me on the bed. I'll spread her legs for you. Oh, let me caress your strong body as you place yourself on top of her. Oh, caressing your thick, hard cock. Oh, just bulging at her entrance. Can you see the sweat on her skin? Hear the beating of her heart, the quickening of her breath. She waits for you to take her innocence. Do you want me to tell you another secret, Father? She wanted this as well. I saw it. In her darkest thoughts and deepest desires, she dreamed you would come into her room at night to cover her body with yours, force her legs open, and sate your lust on her. Will you do that for me now, Daddy? And sate your lust on me? Take me and claim me. Yes. You're ready. You're ready. Now enter me. Fuck. Yes. Enter me. Yes. This is the desire I've sought out for so long. Oh, that sickly sweet taste of sinful passion. Oh, cradle my head in your big arms, Daddy. No, pin me down and please. Oh, while you thrust your cock as deep inside me as you can. I'm your daughter, Daddy. A daughter's duty is to please her daddy. Am I pleasing you, Daddy? Does my soft, supple body please you? It's the body that you made with Mommy. When you spilled your potent, hot cum inside of her cunt. And now you'll make me your Mommy too, won't you? When you flood on my sopping wet little pussy full of your hot seed. Oh, God. It's so wrong to do that, Daddy. To plant your seed in your daughter's fertile womb. Oh, God. To willfully impregnate your own flesh and blood. It's a sin against the gods, and against nature. Why does it feel so right? Why does it feel so good to have your cock so deep inside me? To feel your hot breath against my face. Every time you grunt and thrust into me. Not wanting to claim all the deepest parts of me. Only to find that all of it already belongs to you. Just like all of you already belongs to me. God. Yes, God. Daddy. close to coming. You are too, aren't you? Father. The taste of your sin is more delectable than I could have ever imagined. Oh, God. Daddy, please, please. I want to feel you shoot your cum inside me. Oh, I want it inside me so bad. She wants to feel her daddy's balls empty their load inside her. To breed a fresh young succubus with the carnal pleasures of her body. Oh, Daddy. Oh, I feel it, Daddy. I'm feeling you coming. I'm feeling you. I'm coming. Father, very well done. What? No desire for aftercare after what you just went through? Fine. A deal is a deal. As agreed, I will leave your daughter's body. And even as a gracious token of my goodwill, I've replaced her memories with something. Goodbye. Daddy? What's wrong? You look so distraught. What do I remember? I remember going to Nikki's with Becca. And, I woke up here. Must have been a pretty boring night, I guess. It's still so early, though. I'm gonna go back to sleep, okay? Hey, where are you going? To sleep on the couch? Why? So what if I'm naked in your bed? We've been sleeping together for weeks. Come cuddle with me. It's better. You're a little sticky. It's okay though. I'm sticky too. Yeah. No, I don't really remember what happened earlier. Did we fuck, Daddy? You must have fucked me rougher than usual tonight if you gave me short-term memory loss. Bitch, no more talk. It's time for sleep. You woke me up from such a pleasant dream and I want to get back to it. Father.